Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, the great Kevin Burkhardt from Fox, FS1, does great work. Baseball, football, does it all. And he's with us now. We're talking Tribe and plenty of other things with him as well. Kevin, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. It's great to be back with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you with us. And, you know, obviously the Indians are struggling right now. They're back in action today again, of course, and trying to avoid the sweep of the A's. But, everything, the Indians went into the season, Kevin, with kind of a studs and duds team, right? You had your four big-time starters. You had Brad Hand at the back of the pen, Lindor and Ramirez. And I've been saying, you know, those seven guys got to carry this team. Well, essentially none of them have. Clevinger's been hurt. Kluber's been hurt. Lindor started hurt. He's been fine. Ramirez has been bad. Hand's been great. Carrasco and Bauer have been inconsistent, and Bauer bad of late. Kind of everything's gone wrong. They're still over 500. But are you surprised by how much has gone wrong for the Indians' best players?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of segments to that answer. So the first one is your first part, you know, the way you broke down the team. It's pretty hard to let go of 100 home runs in the offseason, which is what they did, and replace that offensively, right? And as you said, now everything kind of falls on their main couple of guys. Well, I don't expect Jose Ramirez to hit 190 for the rest of the year. That to me has been stunning because, you know, if he had one great year, you'd be like, okay, well, down year, or maybe that year was a little fluke. I mean, he was third in the MVP 2 years in a row. I mean, that's not a fluke. So, you know, I'd have to think that he comes back. I'd have to think that Lindor, as he keeps getting his sea legs under, will continue to play up to the guy that we know and love. You know, that's hard when you're out at the beginning of the year to try and come back, and he started off really slow. He's been a little better since. And, you know, pitching-wise, hey, I mean, Kluber, I know he wasn't himself, but, you know, having him out, and Clevinger was fantastic before he got hurt. All that being said, they're in the race, and they're fine, really. And it's funny because when you watch them and when you read stuff about them and you see injuries and see things, you know, the initial thought, I mean, you know, because, you know, guys, I do a lot of national stuff. So from my perspective, I'm like, oh, man, they're dead in the water. And they're like, wait a second. They're like 3-4 games over 500. They're right in the mix. So I think when you consider what it could be, which is, it could be the Nationals. It could be 10 games under 500. Yeah. They're not. And so I have to look at that with an optimistic view. And think that things will get better. And I also think that even though the Twins are good, that they will regress to the mean a little. I don't think they're this good. I could be wrong, but I don't see that necessarily that pace continuing for them.
You know, we've had the injuries with the starting pitching, obviously, but one of the biggest surprises here lately has been, you know, Trevor Bauer. He's had, you know, four of his last five starts have not been very good at all. And, you know, he got out of the gates hot. He's been really good for the last basically year and a half. What do you make of his struggles as of late?
You know, I saw one of them, and it was the one he pitched in Oakland. And, you know, it was kind of a weird game. You know, he had a couple misplays, a couple balls that dropped in. And, you know, it's one of those things when you look at the stat line the next day, I didn't think he pitched as bad as the game was. And I think even that day he only allowed a few runs. I just think he's going through a little bit of a rut. You know, I think it's really hard to be consistently that great for that long of a stretch of time without going through a little something. So I'm not particularly worried. I don't have his medical chart in front of me, Dustin. So, yeah. You know, I don't know if it's stuff behind the scenes. But I really, from what I've seen, when I've seen him, and I've seen him a bunch of times this year, if not for full games, at least partial starts, I don't think it's anything crazy. And I do expect him to be fine. Who knows? You know, he could be thinking about being traded, too. I mean, that could be part of it. His name's been out there. I know they tried to trade him hard in the offseason. So, you know, you never know how a guy gets affected by that behind the scenes. I just think it's a little bit of a blip. I really am not worried about him.
We're talking with Kevin Burkhardt, and we're talking about baseball and the Indians. And, you know, we talk about the Indians being a team of studs and duds. That's kind of the whole American League, right, is studs and duds. There's not much of a middle. I guess Oakland is – I think Oakland's probably a middle team. They started off bad. They're playing a lot better lately. And maybe the Indians are a middle team. I don't know. But everybody else seems either really good or really bad in the American League.
It's very weird because it's May and you almost can tell who's going to be in the playoffs. I mean, yeah. Maybe one or two give or takes, and I think the give or takes are the teams that play this weekend. The Indians, Rays, I think the Rays are pretty good, but they play an incredibly tough division. And yeah, maybe the A's, their bullpen has been nowhere near as good as it was last year. But I do like the guts of their team. They're not winning the division. I mean, the Astros are going to win that division by 30 games. So, they have to win a wild card, which I think is gettable for them. So I would agree. I mean, I think that's kind of the weird thing is you throw – so right now if you take the division leaders, I throw maybe the A's, maybe the Indians, and probably the Rays in that mix. That's it. Like no one else even has a shot or will have a shot. It's kind of a weird year.
We're talking with Kevin Burkhardt. Yeah, and the National League is right. It's totally different. The Dodgers look really good. Cubs look really good, but the NL much more balanced, and there's very few terrible teams. Even you look at Cincinnati in the bottom of the Central, they're not that bad. They've played a lot better since a bad start. There's not a ton of really bad teams, unlike the American League, in the National League, Kevin.
Yeah, Bull, I agree, although I do think they are our two elite teams now. I mean, I think I was a little worried about the Cubs at the beginning, but they're playing right now like they did in 2016. Sorry to bring up a bad year. But, the bottom line is, they're clicking on all cylinders, and it took a while. I think they and the Dodgers are really better than everyone else. I think the Brewers are close to that range. I really do. I'm still a little worried about their starting pitching and their amount of pitching and the taxing of the bullpen, like on Hader, even though he's great. But I think the Brewers are right there. After that, I'd put a slight drop off. Then you have teams like Philly, Atlanta, maybe Colorado, Arizona, we'll see. But at least you got some interesting stories there and some teams that can mix and match. Like even a team like the Pirates, or like you mentioned the Reds.
Yeah.
Their run differential is so good, it doesn't match up with their record. They've had some bad luck. So, I think in the NL, two teams that are great, and then we're trying to figure out everything else.
Kevin, at the deadline here, do you think the Indians will be buyers or sellers?
I don't think they're going to be buying, and that's the disappointing thing. They've already sold, Dustin. In the offseason, they sold. And to me, I was talking to Ken Rosenthal about this, our insider, best, and I said, to me, a fascinating thing is, and this is just conjecture for me. This is not me talking to anybody about this subject. But what if the Indians are in it and they still sell? What if they're even in first place and they still sell because of the direction of the organization and because of how high their payroll has been? I personally think that the way they handled the offseason was a big miss because the window for them, my opinion, is still there.
Agreed.
Especially because of their division. Yeah. I think they're blowing the end of this window by how they handle it. So I would love to see them go out and add because I think this team could still get in the playoffs with that staff and be a major problem. But right now, judging by what they did and the gut feeling that I'm getting from around the league, I don't think they're buying. I think, if anything, they're selling.
It's really frustrating, Kevin, and I was hard on the Indians, and the Indians have been criticized a lot less in this town than the other teams, but I was pretty hard on the Indians for cutting the payroll. You're right. This window is still open. The White Sox are just starting to turn the corner. The Tigers stink. The Royals stink. We knew the Twins would be better. Obviously, they're, as you said before, much better than we thought, at least to this point. But the Indians still had this division, and to cut the payroll, I don't know what it ended up technically being, 20 million, 22, 18, something like that. I mean, they said, well, if we brought everybody back, it would have been 200. Nobody was asking them to bring everybody back. How about you just bring back Michael Brantley? Or you know what I mean? Like, just re-sign him. That contract was not unreasonable with Houston. I'm sure he would have signed a similar contract with the Indians, and their payroll still would have been down a little had they signed Brantley.
I couldn't agree more. I think in reality, look, you guys know, obviously, I don't live in the town's starving, right? It's the longest another World Series in the league now that the Cubs have won it. And you don't get these windows very often. I think you have these. I look at the Nationals, right? And the year they shut down Steven Strasburg, they blew it all for that organization as far as I'm concerned. Because, you can build a good team, and on paper you have a good team and have a chance to compete, but you don't have the magic every year. That doesn't work necessarily every year. That year they had it, and they blew it, and they have never had it since. And I think in this case, when you're a team that doesn't have a humongous payroll, and the Indians have done a great job in years past of really spending the max and giving it a go, I think they had one more year, and maybe they still do. Maybe they'll surprise us at the deadline and go out and get those guys, because I don't think this division is lost. I really don't.
Kevin, let's switch gears and talk a little football here. It's as we mentioned, it's a Browns town, and the Browns on paper appear to be really good. You know, Baker Mayfield off of a tremendous rookie season, all the moves they made in the offseason here, obviously trading for Odell Beckham Jr. People are pumped for the Browns. Are you as high on them as some people are as well?
I mean, I think you should be pumped. They're exciting. You know, mm-hmm. Listen, I love Mayfield in college. I love what he did last year. I think that changing an entire culture is a very difficult thing. And I think somehow in a matter of a year, you know, they've basically managed to do that. He's been at the forefront of it. I mean, obviously Dorsey he's just a fantastic general manager in the way he handles things, the way he's trying to turn that thing around. But I will say this, I will issue a cautionary tale. And, you know, I look at like the 49ers from last year, you know, the 49ers, they appeared set to take a monumental leap. They had Jimmy G locked up to a big deal. They went out and they spent free agency. They got big-time players out there. And they had all these guys. And you thought, okay, not necessarily a Super Bowl team, but this is a team that's going to make a jump. Now, Jimmy G got hurt. That obviously didn't help things. But, you know, playing with expectation is a lot different than everyone thinks you're going to suck. So I do think that is going to be a challenge for them and see how they handle that. I mean, I like them. I love the story. Cleveland needs to have a winning football team. It's just too good of a football town not to have a good team. But I don't know that it's going to be this, you know, rise to 13 wins that necessarily everybody thinks it's going to be. I'm just a little bit more cautious than others on that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Kevin. No doubt this team's got a lot to prove. Most of these guys have not won. The head coach, you know, had been a position coach his whole career, was the offensive coordinator for 8 games. We don't know for sure. They have a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator, a lot of new faces, big personalities and chemistry. The talent is loaded. I think the Browns might be a top five, certainly top 10, maybe even top five talented team. But you're right. You know, it's going to come together, you would think, eventually, but maybe it doesn't happen as quickly as we think.
I think the good thing for them is that, or one of the good things for them is that, even though the division is strong, there's not a juggernaut in that division. You know, there's not the Patriots where they're going to lose twice right off the bat. And you know, like, so I think I could flip a coin right now and say, okay, Steelers might win the division, the Ravens might win the division, the Browns might win the division. I think that's a good thing. You know, I think that right off the bat, they've got a shot in a tough division, but certainly it's a winnable division. So, look, they're going to be fascinating to watch one way or the other. I can't wait to watch them play.
Kevin, you excited to be coming to Cleveland this week?
I haven't been in a while. I mean, I get a couple trips to Cleveland in the next couple of weeks as I got doing some fill-in for the Rays this weekend. And then we got the All-Star game for Fox, which I'm really excited about. So it's gonna be, now let me ask you, are you guys giving me good weather? I haven't even looked at the forecast.
It's supposed to be very warm.
And scattered.
I think there's some
storms.
Rain in the mix, but the weather's supposed to be warm. Yeah, it's supposed to be like 80 degrees or at least in the mid-70s. So you're looking good.
I'll take
looking
it.
Pretty good.
I'll take it. Just not the four-hour rain delay. I could do without those.
Yeah, no. We can't have that. That'd be a big mistake.
Are you guys going to be out at the All-Star game?
We'll be broadcasting like outside the stadium. We're not sure of the full details yet. I don't know if it's all been ironed out yet, but we'll be in the mix, definitely.
I may be going to the game as a fan, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Let's hook up then.
Yep.
It would be great to see you guys.
Of course.
Great.
Awesome,
yeah, Kevin. That'd be awesome, man. Thanks.
Anytime.
Thanks
anytime.
For joining
it's good
us.
Good being on with you guys. Take care, fellas.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!